Hello and good morning. How you living? How you doing? How you feeling? Another Sunday, week two coming up. Lot of games, including the Kansas City Chiefs, which you can listen to them right here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Chiefs football, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals at Arrowhead Stadium today. That pregame coverage will start live right here, 96.5 The Fan at noon. But for right now, you're listening to Fantasy Football Sundays. I am your host, Mac Morey, joined by my wonderful producer, Quentin Mitchell. And we are just going to get it started today. This show brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views. Now, today, we are going to have a start or sit segment to end the show. The last 15 minutes or so here, and coming up about 40 minutes, we will have a start or sit segment. I will be answering all of your questions. Who to play, what matchups you like, okay, I got this running back, should I pick up this guy? We're going to go through it all. So make sure you text in 913-586-7965. That is the number for the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. But first, let's get into the big injuries of the week, which unfortunately, there are quite a few, man. I mean, we're starting week two, and I feel like, Quentin, I've got a laundry list of injuries. These are big injuries, too, not just, oh, he might miss this week. He'll miss a month.
Yeah, it's guys that are going to come in. They're going to miss time. They're going to miss a lot of time, mm-hmm. and it's big players. We're talking guys like Christian McCaffrey. I know a lot of people were high on Puka Nacua coming into this year. There's a lot of guys that are hurt, which means that if you were watching the waiver wire, you picked up some guys. You know, I might have sniped Christian McCaffrey's backup as soon as his injury went down. Might have done that. You know, big opportunity for some guys, which means targets are going to be spread out. So this is opportunity for those that may not have liked their draft. You could improve already in week two.
You can win your league with waiver wires, especially in the first 2 or 3 weeks. There are going to be some elite waiver wire pickups, some league-changing waiver wire pickups. I mean, you remember last year, Devon Achan won some guys some leagues, at least brought them into the playoffs, had 3 or 4 mega weeks. Kyren Williams, another fantastic waiver wire pickup that absolutely went electric for a lot of teams and changed people's seasons. That's what we're trying to help you with right now. And as you mentioned, Puka Nacua out 5 to 7 weeks. Christian McCaffrey, he's in the IR. He's out at least 4 weeks. That, you know, Jordan Mason, I'm sure, has picked up in all your leagues, but we'll get to other running backs that could help you out. T. Higgins, doubtful for the game today against the Chiefs. You got Keenan Allen, Rome Odudze, both game-time decisions for Sunday Night Football for the Bears against the Texans. A.J. Brown is questionable for the Eagles. Kenneth Walker, questionable for the Pats. Jake Ferguson, the tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, he's doubtful, against the Saints. Jordan Addison, wide receiver for the Vikings, out against the Niners. And, of course, we know right here about Marquise Hollywood Brown, who was placed on IR on Friday. And I'm no doctor, but from what I've heard, and I'm sure you guys have seen a lot of the same stuff on Twitter and heard the same right here on 96.5 The Fan, it could be the whole regular season for Marquise Brown, which is, on forget fantasy, for a football standpoint for the Kansas City Chiefs, really stinks. Was really, really excited about him as a player coming to the Chiefs. I've really liked what he's always had to offer. I don't think he's ever really had this kind of situation with this kind of quarterback. And this offensive coordinator was really going to try and get him the ball. He was going to be a impact piece on this offense, and that just means more Rashee Rice, more Xavier Worthy, more Isaiah Pacheco for you fantasy owners. We'll get into that later as we get into our matchup slates, but let's get into the waiver wire pickups right now. J.K. Dobbins, let's start with running backs. J.K. Dobbins, only 25. He's been injured really every year but his rookie season when he came into the league for the Baltimore Ravens. He's only ever had over 100 carries in one season, and that was his rookie season. He's super talented. He's going to be the bell cow for the Chargers, to me. We thought at the beginning of the season it might be Gus the Bus Edwards. I don't know. J.K. Dobbins looked really good, and he's younger. He's more athletic. If he still does have that burst and attains that speed that we thought he may have lost from those ankle injuries, I like Dobbins. Sticking with running backs here, Bucky Irving, another guy you could pick up. He ran well behind Rashad White. He had more carries. Rashad White's a great pass-catching back. He's not a great runner, you know. And if you're, I had Rashad White on my fantasy team last year. He was fantastic. Well, he had the most rushing attempts right next to, like, Derrick Henry, okay? He was used all the time. The usage percentage was up the butt, which is totally fine. That's great. The usage is there. I want targets. I want carries. I don't really care how good of a football player they are. If they're going to be in 100% of the snaps, start them, play them, and forget about it. But I don't know if that's the situation for Rashad White. Bucky Irving, a rookie, looked really good in week one. We'll monitor that. Tank Bigsby, a really good back. He can do a little of everything. ETN had a massive fumble last week. They were up 17-7. They were going to score, go up 3 possessions against the Miami Dolphins. And Travis Etienne fumbled in the red zone. It completely changed the whole game. Now, Doug Peterson is from the Andy Reid tree, obviously. What does Andy Reid do? He sticks with his guy. You know, Kareem Hunt fumbled his first snap ever, I believe it was, in his first game as an NFL rookie. And what does Andy Reid and Kareem Hunt go to do the rest of the year? Kareem Hunt leads the league in rushing yards and is one of the best running backs in the league. Andy Reid has done this his whole career. Doug Peterson will do the same. I think he will stick with ETN for now. But if ETN does make another mistake, Tank Bigsby's a talented back, again, who can do a lot. Jalen McLaughlin, he had 5 catches last week. It was only for 1 yard, but hey, if you're in 0.5 or full PPR, that's 5 points, 2.5 points. I'll clock it. Bo Nix is a check down king for the Broncos. I like McLaughlin. If you're still got some running back issue help, I mean, Jordan Mason's probably taken. Rico Dowdle for the Cowboys. I know that's like, Rico, what? They've got Ezekiel Elliott and Dalvin Cook. Well, it's not 2018, okay? Rico Dowdle's younger, he's fresher, and I think he's going to be more explosive. So if that's not this week, Dowdle's a pickup maybe that you don't need someone this week, but you've got some bench spots that you don't really love and you're looking for some future help. I think Dowdle could be the number one running back in Dallas by week 4 or week 5. So give Dowdle a chance. Tight end, likely. He's probably off your waiver wires now, but this is the easy one. Man, tight end was rough in week 1. Last year, Quentin, it felt like, okay, we've got the resurrection of tight end back in fantasy football. It felt like there were more than 3 or 4 options. And then last week, I mean, who was it? Colby Parkinson was tight end 7 with 6 points. It was rough.
As somebody who took Mark Andrews for both my teams, I'm a little disappointed in that. Now, however, week 2, we could see a complete turnaround to where Mark Andrews starts to get more of the targets. That could have just been a one game type thing. But yeah, I think tight ends is just a rough position for anybody. And if you didn't get, you know, one of the top end guys, your Travis Kelce's of the world, what I thought would be Mark Andrews of the world, then, you know, you're probably going to have to do a matchup basis, and you're just going to be constantly, a lot like defenses, just adding and dropping tight ends every week.
Exactly, which isn't a bad scenario, but that's what you're in every week, and you're looking at, okay, Jake Ferguson or Colby Parkinson, and that just stinks, man. But you tried to quit that. You said, you know what, I'm not going to do that this year. I'm going to get Mark Andrews. And what happens week 1? It was a complete letdown. Now, a lot of people texting in to right here, 96.5 The Fan on the Jay's Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. A lot of people throughout the week on Fesco and Dusty, which you can hear me executive produce that show from 6 to 10 right here on 96.5. A lot of people texted in to me and Dusty saying, hey, guys, what do you think about Isaiah Likely? Should I get him? Should I make sure and add him on the waiver wire? And I said, yes, absolutely. I think he could be the tight end one for the Ravens this year, which still I partially hold that belief. But through some more analysis, I think to your point, Quentin, it could be an anomaly. Mark Andrews was double teamed more in that game against Kansas City on Thursday night than he had been in 3 seasons. The Chiefs know better than probably any team how good a tight end one can affect your defensive game plan and can hurt you. I mean, the Chiefs with Travis Kelce, they know how what they do to defenses. They don't want that done to themselves. And I think they took out Mark Andrews and said, Isaiah Likely, you can beat us. You're younger. You may be quicker. But I don't think you have the finesse, the moves, and the IQ that Andrews does. And they double-teamed the heck out of him. Obviously, that won't be the case every game. So don't sleep on Andrews yet, but obviously Likely is going to be a part of that offense. Sticking with tight ends here, Taysom Hill. This has been the case for 4 or 5 years. Taysom Hill is going to be the number one guy in the tight end waiver wire. No one really wants to add him. The Saints are kind of gross. He's a complete in a class of his own as far as football players. He can play tight end. He can play running back. Plays wide receiver. Play quarterback. That's kind of what makes him good in fantasy. You can play him at least in Yahoo, I believe, is 2 positions. ESPN at maybe 3 positions. He's around 40% to 50% rostered. He's going to be in on the goal line package. And again, he's the only player really in the league that could throw a touchdown, run one, and catch one. Maybe even in the same game. So I like Taysom Hill. And hell, I mean, if last week wasn't just an exception for the New Orleans Saints against the Carolina Panthers, and that offense really can move the ball, I don't know about 40-plus points every week, but if that offense is going to be more than competent and better than it was last year, Taysom Hill will be a part of the game plan. I like that as kind of a linchpin for you on your bench. And then we mentioned Parkinson, tight end 7 last week with 6 points. It's yikes. But I mentioned last week, the Rams offense is what I want to be a part of. Okay, Puka Nacua is out now. We'll talk about wide receivers and DeMarcus Robinson later. I mean, obviously, you got Cooper Kupp. You got Kyren Williams. We're figuring out that Blake Corum, Kyren Williams running back backfield. But without Puka, targets are going to have to go somewhere. Parkinson may get some of those. So give me Colby Parkinson. Also was in the game a lot last week. Over to wide receivers. You need a wide receiver. There's a lot of injuries. We mentioned him. Who do you need? Who can you pick up? Let's look at it. Brandon Cooks. I feel like people think Cooks is 35 years old. I mean, seriously, he's talked about like he's ancient, and how is he still playing? He's 30, okay? He's 30. He played almost 80% of snaps for Dallas last week.
He's also been traded like 8 times, so that doesn't help.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. No, he's an immaculate grid, like perfect player for that. I mean, you could list him for 6 or 7 teams. 7 targets, 4 catches. He had a touchdown. I think Brandon Cooks is going to be a part of this offense. CeeDee Lamb, and who else other than Brandon Cooks? I mean, honestly, I think Brandon Cooks, Jake Ferguson's there. We've already mentioned the running backs. We're not ecstatic about the running back backfield. We know they're going to want to pass the ball. Brandon Cooks can still burn. Give me Cooks. Cooks can still burn. There's something there. We'll have to work on that. Rashid Shaheed for the Saints. I talked about him last week. I'm not in love with these types of players. I like usage. I like targets. I like someone who I know is going to be in on the offense. And Rashid Shaheed isn't that way, but damn it, he had another 50-yard touchdown last week. And he does this all the time. So you can clown him all you want. He had 3 catches for 70 yards. He's a big boom or bust guy. But, man, the Saints, they're going to have to throw to stay in some of these games when they play good opponents. And Rashid Shaheed's going to be the one that Derek Carr bombs it to. Chris Olave owners, take a breath. I think he had 2 targets last week, Chris Olave, in a game that they scored 47 points against the Panthers. Olave just nowhere to be found. Very strange. I think that is going to be an exception as well. Olave will get going. They need him to get going if they want to win games against real opponents. DeMarcus Robinson, you know him well. Familiar face, familiar name. He played 92% of snaps last week for the Rams. Puka's going to be out 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks. And among 73 eligible wide receivers last week, DeMarcus Robinson was 33rd in separation. He was 13th in route win rate, which basically just means he gets separation from the corner, he's open, and he's winning at his routes more often than most. He was actually getting separate. He was open. Now, does it matter if Matthew Stafford's going to throw to Kupp 27 times? I don't know. Not really. But for a flex option, get 4 or 5 targets, maybe get a touchdown, maybe get in the end zone. I don't mind it. Again, an offense that's going to want to throw the ball a lot, right? I mean, he's going to be on the field. Again, 93%, 92% of snaps. Robinson could be a nice bench add here with the Puka Nacua injury. Greg Dortch, man, love me some Dortch for the Arizona Cardinals. Was targeted on 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5, 4th and 7 from Kyler Murray. He's the failsafe. He's going to be someone that Murray looks to when he's in trouble. He was around 5% rostered before last week. I'm sure that's gone up, but there's no way it's more than 20, 25, 30. He's going to be available in a lot of your leagues right now. And the Cardinals, are they going to win the Super Bowl? Heck no. Are they going to win the playoffs? Are they going to make the playoffs? I don't know. Probably not. But they're going to be in games. They are trying to win games. And I think Dortch is going to be a part of that plan. And Alec Pierce for the Colts. Have you ever, like, seen a throw like that? Can we just sidebar for a second, Quentin? That Anthony Richardson throw last week, I have seen it so many times, and I never get bored watching it once.
This is sort of, you know, big arm, big athlete. Mm-hmm. I think that if you are, you know, in a quarterback injury situation, if Jordan Love was your starting quarterback, or, you know, inevitably, you know, one of these other starting quarterbacks is going to get hurt, and Anthony Richardson is out there, that's a good waiver wire pickup.
Oh my gosh, if he's out there, you got to pick him up. Now, he won't be, more than likely.
I know. Big boom bust kind of guy, because I don't know, for rushing yards for quarterbacks are big in a lot of leagues. So massive. If you can get a guy like that, yeah, he's going to make a lot of big plays. He's going to miss a lot of easy throws too.
Yep, he's
but
raw.
If you're in fantasy football, you don't care about missing the easy stuff. You care more about the big stuff. So, yeah, Anthony Richardson, what a pickup.
League winner. Absolute league winner. We had questions last week. Should I start, you know, Stafford or Richardson? Goff or it's Richardson. It's Richardson every week. Okay, now, you're right, Quentin. There's going to be some throws where it's like, how did he miss that guy wide open? And there's going to be other throws like the one he had to Alec Pierce. You know, 60 yards on a rope with 2 guys right behind Alec Pierce. Now, Josh Downs will eventually be coming back for the Colts, but I love Pierce's ability with Richardson's playing style. We don't know who AR's favorites are. I mean, shoot, that was what, his 4th professional football game that he's played in? 3rd? I mean, it's less than 5. Okay, so we don't know his tendencies. We don't know who he loves. We'll see. Maybe Michael Pittman isn't that guy for him. Maybe Adonai Mitchell is. Maybe Alec Pierce really, we don't know. But Pierce was last week for that 60-yard bomb. And Richardson is going to be someone who's going to want to throw it across the yard. So I like Pierce. Quarterback's tough right now, guys. Obviously, you've got the Jordan Love injury. Baker Mayfield, if he's on your waiver wire, I mean, I heard you, Quentin, off the air saying, I'm in on this Tampa Bay thing. I'm in on the Tampa Bay fever. I don't know what you were saying, but I was like, okay, all right. I don't mind it.
The Bake Show. I'm in on the Bake Show.
That's what it was. Oh, gosh. Yeah, okay. Maybe I don't like it. But I do like Baker Mayfield for a pickup in fantasy. If he's on your bench, they're going to throw it a lot, and I think they're going to score points this year. Highest scoring fantasy game this week. Which game do you have a player on your bench, or you're deciding who to start and you say, I just don't know, I'm between these two guys? Well, maybe this can help you. This is going to be the highest scoring fantasy game of the day. If you have a player who starts or is relatively a part of one of these offenses, I'd put them in today. And again, if you want to ask me just to make sure, we'll have our starter sit segment at the end of this show, Fantasy Football Sundays, right here on 96.5 around 9:45 to 10. And all you have to do to be a part of that is text in to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. That's 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965 to be a part of that start or sit segment. Highest scoring fantasy game this week, Bucks-Lions. Also happens to be the highest over-under at 51.5 points right now. I may even take that over, too. I think this game is going to be lights out city. These were only, you know, two of the four or five or six offenses that really looked like they were ready, that they were prepared in week one. So give me Bucks Lions. I think you're going to want to be a part of that game. I mean, if it's Baker, if it's Mike Evans, Godwin, you know, I was kind of trash talking him last week. I was a little questionable. Injuries these past 2 years, Godwin looks back and he was targeted a lot. They've got that rookie wide receiver who even had a touchdown. His name slipping, maybe McMillan. I can't really remember his name, but the Bucks, I mean, they've got, you know, loads of weapons, not to mention Rashad Wright. And of course, we mentioned their rookie, Bucky Irvin. And on the other side, you've got Kupp. You've got Kyren Williams. We'll see if Blake Corum's involved. We like DeMarcus Robinson. Colby Parkinson, we mentioned. There's going to be a lot of points in this game. Lowest scoring fantasy game, Seahawks-Patriots. Not quite the lowest over-under of the week at 38.5, but I just don't see the value in playing really anyone else besides Kenneth Walker in this game. Now, that was before Kenneth Walker came up questionable today, so we really don't know what Zach Charbonnet has to offer. I like Charbonnet. He played well last week, so maybe that instead of Walker, maybe it's Charbonnet here today. But even more to my point, it's going to be low scoring, and I think the Pats have a good front four. I think they can win at the line of attack and win in the trenches, get pushback on Geno Smith, and DK and company are going to have a tough time against this secondary. Christian Gonzalez is going to be shading DK Metcalf, and I think he might have a chance to strap him up and lock him down. Tyler Lockett been dealing with some injuries. Second-year player Jackson Smith and Jigba, we'll see what they can do. But I'm going to be honest, one of my upset picks of the week is the Patriots, and I might be just kind of riding too high. They beat the Bengals last week. It's a new team. Jacoby Brissett, Gerard Mayo, maybe I need to take a reality pill. Maybe I need to splash some water in my face and say, hey, get your ass together. But I kind of think the Patriots have a chance against this so-so Seahawks team, but I do think it's going to be an ugly, low-scoring fantasy football game. Now, for all the rest of the matchups, stay tuned. We're going to get to every matchup of today, tonight, and tomorrow, and I'm going to walk you through each guy, one guy from each team that I think, hey, if he's on your team, you need to get him in. Or if you're playing against him, watch out. It could be a rough week. We'll get to it right here. 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City Chiefs football. You're listening to Fantasy Football Sundays. I'm your host, Mac Morey. We'll be back right here on 96.5, The Fan, in just a few minutes. Stay locked in. Hello, and welcome back. 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. You're listening to Fantasy Football Sunday. About to get into the matchup slate. I'll walk you through each game of today, tonight, and tomorrow. And we'll talk about one player that I think, hey, needs to be in your lineup, or hey, if you're playing him, watch out. Could have a good day today. Here's who I'm watching for. Again, this show, Fantasy Football Sundays, right here on 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Text in if you've got a question to the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's get into it. 49ers at Vikings. Got to talk a little bit about my guy, Sam Darnold, last week. He looked good. Darnold's season has begun. For the 49ers, Ayuk or Kittle, it's hard to judge off the Vikings playing the Giants, but the Giants were able to dink and dunk on the Vikings with neighbors. Wandale Robinson, they combined for 11 catches. So I think Ayuk and Kittle should be able to expose the Vikings in that way. Again, it's tough to know who the Vikings are on defense after playing the second worst team in the league. We do know Brian Flores is a blitz-heavy defensive coordinator. They're going to want to rush the passer a lot and try and get to the quarterback. Well, Purdy knows how to get the ball out quickly. It'd be Ayuk and Kittle who are more of his short-range, intermediate, dink-and-dunk options, yards after the catch guys. So Ayuk and Kittle. For the Vikings, Justin Jefferson, same thing the other way. Hard to know what the Vikings are good at in general right now because, again, they play the Giants, who are the second worst team in the league, in my opinion. I like Justin Jefferson, though, here because he said that Darnold's going to have to learn to just throw him the ball. Jefferson was like, yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to learn to chuck it to me. And we saw Kirk Cousins go through that evolution as well. Kirk Cousins is very safe, measured quarterback who after a year or so with Jefferson was like, okay, even if it's double coverage, I'm going to give him a shot because he'll come down with it. And even if he doesn't, it's not going to be a pick. Like, Jefferson's that good. And I think Darnold's going to start to get the cojones to do that. And Jordan Addison's out today. So even more targets for Jefferson. And I don't really care who it is on the 49ers defense. I think Charvarius Ward's borderline elite. Doesn't matter. Jefferson will win. Seahawks at Patriots. We talked about it. Lowest fantasy matchup of the day. I don't really want to be a part of this matchup. Kenneth Walker looks like he's not going to play today. If that is the case, I think Zach Charbonnet could be decent. But I do like this Pats defense, and I think the front is pretty solid. I do have the Pats winning this game, as I said before. And for the Patriots, for who to play for them, this is tough. I don't want to be a part of this Patriots team for my fantasy, unless it's Ramondre Stevenson, and even then, I don't love it. But I think there's a Patriot who has like 7 catches today, but I just don't know who. Just for some reason, I think Brissett's just going to find a guy, and it could be Hunter Henry. That's my shot in the dark here. Hunter Henry today could have 6 or 7 catches. He's the only like proven veteran really on that team. Give me Hunter Henry. Giants at Commanders. Woo! Ooh, something stinking here. Oh, that's a poopfecta. That is absolutely terrible game. You got Daniels versus Daniel. And give me Jaden Daniels for the Commanders. This Giants team's pitiful. I don't really know if Daniels knows how to throw the ball in this league yet. He proved that last week. What did he have? 16 carries. It's like a quarterback record. 16 carries for 88 yards. He did not want to throw the football. That was clear last week. And to be honest, I don't know if he'll have to. It's the New York Giants. He'll be able to run all over the yard. He could have 1 rushing touchdown, maybe 2. And just an apology in advance to Terry McLaurin owners this year. I don't like it. I'm sorry. When we go through this matchup slate, I'm telling you guys, I like prediction. I don't think T-Mac's ever going to be on the list, which is too bad. And that's, you know, we mentioned it earlier. Fantasy football is not always about great players. Terry McLaurin is a really good, if not great player. It's just not going to matter this year. Malik Nabers for the Giants. 6 catches last week. This Commander secondary is the worst in the league. It is awful. This game's absolutely stinky. Another stinky game. The Chargers at the Panthers. I mentioned J.K. Dobbins earlier. This is my guy for this matchup, and my guy, if he's on your waiver wire, to go get. This brings me to a text here that we had on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965, to come and be a part of it. But we had a text from the C364 who said, anyone who needs any of those guys you're talking about in fantasy football is not winning. And if you missed the first segment, I went through the waiver wire ads and through injuries on who I like for this week. That's not true. That's not true, by the way. This is not the way fantasy football works. Now, I know you're laughing at those names. J.K. Dobbins, really? Tank Bigsby? Dude, if Travis Etienne gets hurt or gets taken down as the RB1, if has another bad play this week, and Doug Peterson says, fine, that's it, I've got a great running back, and Tank Bigsby, and all of a sudden, Tank Bigsby's the number one running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team that's trying to make the playoffs? Yeah, it's a league-changing waiver wire ad. If J.K. Dobbins is RB1 on a run-first Chargers team with Harbaugh, that is a league-changing waiver wire ad. So miss me with that. Absolutely miss me with that. If Puka Nacua is out 5 to 7 weeks and DeMarcus Robinson is actually going to be a wide receiver 2 on the Rams and get 6 targets every week, that's an amazing flex for the next month and a half. So no, you can add guys in the waiver wire, mainly the first month of the season, but throughout the whole year, that can absolutely help you win your league. J.K. Dobbins is one of those guys in this Chargers-Panthers game. Chuba Hubbard, the other running back. I don't want to put faith in Bryce Young or those receivers. Thielen led the way last week, 3 catches for 49 yards. Absolutely gross. Hubbard was on the field for over 50% of the snaps, which isn't great, but he may get some targets. The Chargers defense, it's not like they're the purple people eaters. Like, they're going to allow some yards, and maybe there's a check down, a screen pass that goes for 20, maybe a touchdown if the Panthers can find the end zone. Yeah, Chuba Hubbard. That's all I got for the Panthers. It's rough. Give me the New Orleans Saints at the Dallas Cowboys right now. Alvin Kamara is my guy for the Saints, and he's going to have to prove me otherwise. Someone on the Saints is going to have to prove me otherwise until I stop saying his name. Olave owners, I'm sorry. I think there could be another week that he blows up. I don't think it's this week. I know last week was a donut. I think this week could be better. Last week was 2 catches for whatever yards. But I like Kamara a lot in this game. I don't believe in the Cowboys' rush defense. I think Kamara will be a catch machine again. He had 5 catches on 5 targets last week. He could be another. There could be another Rashid Shaheed touchdown as well, so watch out for that. If you're a Rashid Shaheed guy and you're banking on it, he had one last week. This could be another high-scoring game. I think Kamara, though, is the guy for the Saints. For the Cowboys, Brandon Cooks, I don't think last week was really an anomaly. He got 4 receptions on 7 targets. And what other receivers do they have that aren't named CeeDee Lamb? The Cowboys like to throw the ball. Brandon Cooks is going to be in on this. And it's not like the Saints. I mean, you're going to have, you know, Tyrann Mathieu shading CeeDee's side, and you're going to have, Marshawn Lattimore. There's the name I was looking for. You're going to have Marshawn Lattimore on CeeDee Lamb. That leaves Brandon Cooks with some room to work with on offense for the Cowboys. Over to another game, Colts at Packers. By the way, the noon slot today just absolutely slammed. 10 games in the noon slot, 3 games in the 3 o'clock slot, one of which obviously being your Kansas City Chiefs today, taking on the Cincinnati Bengals at Arrowhead Stadium. That pregame coverage you can find right here starting at noon, 96.5 The Fan. Josh Jacobs, no Jordan Love. They're going to want to run the ball, and Willis will need someone to check it down to. Give me Josh Jacobs. For the Colts, this defense, if you got the defense, play him. I'm not completely out on Willis, but this is just a lot to ask. He's been there. I mean, shoot, I've got food in the fridge that's been there longer than Malik Willis has been in Green Bay. It could be pretty predictable. It could be less than 10 passes this game for Jordan Love and those Green Bay Packers. Browns at the Jaguars. Amari Cooper. Man, the Browns they suck to watch for so many reasons. And a lot of them don't even have to do with the football field, to be honest. But that's what we talk about on the show. We talk about football, so I'm sticking to that. Amari Cooper got 9 targets last week. He only had 2 catches. But the Jags secondary got torched by Waddle and Tyreek last week. Cooper's elite. He's going to be able to corral in hopefully a few ducks from Watson today. Amari Cooper is that number one. Give me him. Travis Etienne. I know I mentioned Bigsby earlier. I still like Bigsby as a waiver wire ad. Bigsby's a good player. He will get carries. But again, this is the Andy retreat. Doug Peterson's going to give Etienne the ball this week still because Etienne is a really good player. Now, if he fumbles this week, if he makes a mistake in a big time moment this week, we'll have a discussion. And Bigsby, you'll wish you would have gotten him on the waiver wire. That's all I'll say. But for now, Etienne today, I would be surprised if he didn't feed him once more to give him another chance, because that's what guys like Andy Reid do. They say, you know what? Forget about that. Give him the ball again. The New York Jets in Music City to take on the Tennessee Titans. Tony Pollard for the Tennessee Titans is my guy this week. The Jets couldn't stop Jordan Mason, and that could be the 49ers O-line. Mason's actually pretty good. I think both those things are true, but this Jets front four is not what it was last year. I think that's gone underreported. The Jets defense, I still think, is going to be better than what we saw on Monday night against the 49ers. But they lost Bryce Huff. They lost John Franklin Myers. They lost Quentin Jefferson all up front. And they've replaced those losses with Javon Kinlaw, who's past his prime. And Hassan Reddick, also past his prime, who's not there. He's not playing. So you've lost 3 guys. You've replaced them with one and another one who's not playing. So look for Pollard to run well and to catch passes from a quarterback who needs to learn how to check it down. Will Levis, please, you don't have to do everything. He's got early Josh Allen-itis, where it's like one good play and three, what the actual hell are you thinking plays. We'll see if Will Levis improves at all today against the New York Jets. For the Jets, listen, Aaron Rodgers threw it to 3 people last week. Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Alan Lazard. That was it. I think L'Jarius Sneed and you've got McCreary at safety over there. I think they're going to be kind of hovering and shading towards Garrett Wilson. You've got Tavondre Sweat, Jeffrey Simmons, and Harold Landry up front for the Tennessee Titans. I actually think they'll do okay against Breece Hall. But they won't have anyone to cover Alan Lazard. Who, is he that good? I don't know. Does Aaron Rodgers love him? Yes. Does that matter for Aaron Rodgers? Yes. If he likes you, he's going to throw to you. See Randall Cobb for the last 5 years. Yeah, I like Lazard. I think he'll have a solid day at the office. He had five targets last year, and he had a touchdown as well. Bucks at Lions. I mentioned it earlier. This is my highest scoring game of the week. I think this has a chance to have a lot of points over under 51.5, but I actually like it over that number. Mike Evans, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Evans and Baker have a low-key, like, incredible connection. It's one of the better connections in the league. And Mayfield isn't shy about getting him to him no matter what. No matter what sort of coverage, no matter what sort of scheme or situation, he's looking number 13's way. And then for the Lions, I wrote everyone. I wrote everyone for the Lions. If you've got a Detroit Lion, play them. They're going to be important this week. This Bucs team has never been good at stopping the run. Montgomery, solid. He runs behind an excellent line. They also let Jaden Daniels throw for almost 200 yards. Not many quarterbacks threw for 200 yards last week. So I think Goff could have a solid week. This Bucs defense could actually be bad. I think we're going to see that today. Like, let's remember, like, they played a really bad Commanders team last week. And Daniels ran all over them and had two touchdowns. He almost threw for 200 yards in his first game. Like, it wasn't a great showing by any means, but there were flashes. And I think you've got to read into some things, right? You got to read in between the lines in week one. This is me reading between the lines for week one. And one prediction is the Bucs defense could maybe be mid at best. And mid against the Lions is going to get torched. So if you've got Jameson Williams, if you've got Amon-Ra St. Brown, if you've got Montgomery, if you've got Goff, if you've got Laporta, play them, start them today, no matter what. Raiders at Ravens. We know this Ravens team from last week. I'm going to kind of zag, if you will, on this. Give me Derrick Henry. We saw what he did last week. He wasn't involved a lot, but I think this is a different game. This is a different matchup. They're going to be up on this crappy Raiders team, which is what they are. This Raiders team isn't good. I think I may have overrated them a little bit. I think I had them winning 7 or 8 games this year. The Las Vegas Raiders? Yeah, I know. Okay, you don't need to make that face, Quentin. But yeah, I think I may have overrated him. We'll see. I don't like it. I don't like what I've seen so far. But I wouldn't be surprised if Henry gets 25 carries, 30 carries this game. I think they're going to feed him. They are going to stay a run-first offense, and Derrick Henry is still that guy. For the Baltimore Ravens, or excuse me, for the Raiders against the Ravens, give me Davante Adams. The Ravens defense isn't what it was last year. I think we saw that. Rashee Rice owned the middle of the field last week, and I think Davante Adams is going to do that. I mean, Davante Adams is a damn good receiver. He's better than Rice right now. And he's able to get yards after the catch. I think Adams will do the same. And then getting into the 3 o'clock slate, we know the Bengals and the Chiefs. You got Jim Nance and Tony Romo. Look out, Jim! Are going to be for the 3 o'clock games. Rams at Cardinals. Kyren Williams, 91% of snaps. I think even with the injuries up front, they've got 3 offensive linemen out, the Rams. 3 offensive linemen out. Puka's out. They've got some defenders out. It's week one! And the sky is falling in L.A., but I like Kyren Williams. Again, he's going to play the whole game. They're going to try and get him the ball. When everything's going to crap, you're going to look to your tight ends and your running backs for checkdowns, for screen passes to try and get you something easy. Trey McBride for the Cardinals. 9 targets. He played 89% of snaps, and that is Kyler Murray's maybe favorite target. It was last year. We'll see if it's him or Dortch this year, but it is going to be one of those two, and you can book that. I don't think it's going to be Marvin Harrison this season. Like, his favorite target. It's 3rd and 6. I'm getting blitzed. Like, and who am I just innately looking to? It's going to be Dortch or it's going to be Trey McBride. Steelers at Broncos. Just no. No. Don't. If you have a player, no, don't start them this week on the Steelers Broncos. Find someone else on your bench. You don't want to be a part of this game unless it's the Steelers defense. Unless you have the steel curtain. No. I don't like this game at all. Stay away. And then, of course, the headliner for the 3 o'clock slate, starting at 3:25 pregame, starting live here on 96.5 The Fan at noon, the Cincinnati Bengals taking on your Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be a big one today. I'm excited. I'm going to be there. I'm excited. I want a slaughtering today. Give me Isaiah Pacheco. Ramondre Stevenson ran for 120 yards, 25 attempts. I mean, he gashed the Bengals. Now, it looked like the Bengals missed DJ Reader really badly last week, and I think that could be the same, as I'm mentioning, the run defense. But we don't know how good the pass defense is for the Bengals either, because they played the Patriots, who have, I don't know, Tyquan Thornton? They don't have anyone at receiver. They don't have anyone at quarterback. They don't know how to throw the football. Well, they're playing a team that does now know how to throw the football. Three-time Super Bowl winner, Patrick Lavon Mahomes, the second under center. And he does have some weapons, even without Marquise Brown. I think they will be able to throw it. I'm just going to go on the safe route here. I know that the Bengals can't stop the run. Give me Pacheco. He got in the end zone last week. I think he will this week again. Zach Moss, what is the one thing the Chiefs defense really struggled with on Thursday? Like, the only thing consistently?
Running the ball. Well, and allowing your quarterback to break containment specifically, outside run defense.
Outside run defense and outside pass defense in the flats. It was really the flats that were Justice Hill on the outside runs and Justice Hill on the checkdowns and Isaiah Likely on the checkdowns. Zach Moss had four targets. He played more snaps than Chase Brown. That rotation's still a huge question mark to me. So I don't know for sure who the RB1 is in Cincinnati. I think we'll find out more today. But I'm going to go with Zach Moss, who did play more snaps last week, and I think he'll be the checkdown guy. And that's what worked last week against the Chiefs, was checkdowns in the flat. We'll see what happens this week. Sunday Night Football, Bears at Texans. Mixon, he was a man amongst boys last week, and I think he will be again. I don't love the Bears front. I think the Bears secondary is good. I like the Bears linebackers. I don't think the Bears have much of a pass rush to speak of, and I don't think the run defense is going to be able to get the push up front that they'll need to stop Joe Mixon. And excuse me, for the Chicago Bears, DJ Moore played almost 90% of the snaps. He had 9 targets. He even had a rushing attempt. It's clear that they want to get him the football. They need to get him the football. I mean, you got Rome Odunze, who's questionable today. You got Keenan Allen, who's questionable today. Now it's looking like Rome Odunze has a higher chance to play tonight than Keenan Allen. But either way, all the more reason for DJ Moore. If Keenan Allen was going to play, I'd say, okay, well, you've got the veteran. They're going to want to get him. Well, it's the rookie. So we don't really know much about Rome right now and how much they're including him. So give me DJ Moore. And then Monday Night Football, it's the Falcons at the Eagles. Give me Devontae Smith. I like AJ Terrell guarding AJ Brown all day. You got the AJ battle. I kind of want to stay away from that. So I'm going to go Devontae Smith. I think he's going to eat. I think he's going to get a lot of targets. There's a chance for a tutty. I think the Eagles win this game big as well. I'm not confident in Kirk Cousins after week one. Athletically, it looks like he cannot move. Could it have been just a week one nerves and they're easing him in, and maybe in a few weeks I'll take that back? Sure. But for right now, from what I saw, extremely worried. Panic button worried about the Atlanta Falcons. And tomorrow night, I will be watching that game closely, because if Kirk Cousins doesn't look any better and he's getting slaughtered and he's not taking snaps from under center, he's not able to do play action bootlegs, which was his bread and butter, then we're on Michael Penix watch over there. For the Falcons, though, for right now, Kyle Pitts, which is crazy to say, right? Yeah, you should play him. He was targeted. He was in the offense. But again, I'm worried about the Falcons. That is your matchup slate for Fantasy Football Sunday. Went through every matchup, gave you someone that I like on each team to play. And if you missed some of that, you can go find it on our podcast, 96.5thefan.com. You can find all of our podcasts there. Now, coming up next, start or sit. Make sure you're a part of it. I'm going to go through every question that I can. 913-586-7965 is the number for the J Southland Tow Service text line. Again, 913-586-7965. Bring your questions here. I'll answer them. You're listening to Fantasy Football Sundays on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Stay locked in. Oh, yeah. We're back. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Chiefs football. They play today, 3:25 at Arrowhead. Pregame live right here in 96.5 The Fan, starting in just over 2 hours, 12 o'clock sharp. We'll have all your pregame coverage for that game. That'll kick off 3:25. Legendary Mitch Holtis on the call, accompanied by color analyst Danon Hughes. Going to be a fun day. Going to be a fun game. Hopefully a whooping. It should be. Let's get to those start or sit questions. Come be a part of it. And the J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. From the 573, Yo Mac and Cheese. Who do I start on my flex, Odunze or DeMarcus Robinson? Go Chiefs. I agree with the Go Chiefs for sure. DeMarcus Robinson right now, just from a safety net, this is a ceiling. All these questions are ceiling floor questions, right? Do you want more of that safety security, or do you want that kind of boom play? I think DeMarcus Robinson's safer. I also think there will be a lot of points in that game, so he could be a boom play. Odunze, though, I just don't know. Rookie, second game, injured right now. Give me DeMarcus Robinson, who from the 171 would get a trade offer. Devontae Smith for Kamara. Would you do it? Half PPR. Yes. I'm that in on Kamara. I think Kamara is going to be in the game all the time. For whatever reason, Dennis Allen doesn't like rookie running back to Kendre Miller. Every quote coming out of Saints camp this summer was just like, whoa, what's he got against Kendre Miller? I think Kamara's the guy. I would do that. From the 602, Ramondre Stevenson or Kamara? Picked up Mason, so my running back room is stacked. Woo! Dang, man. Yeah, you're looking good. Again, Kamara. Yeah, the Pats got the Seahawks today. Yeah, I'm going Kamara. Pretty much, I think Kamara is going to be a fantastic running back. You're going to have to hit me with someone really, really good to not say Kamara. The 418, I'm a flex spot. In a flex spot, do you like Trey McBride or Gabe Davis for someone that might be on waivers? I'm going waivers there. I don't like a tight end in my flex position, especially this sort of tight end market. Gabe Davis, don't really want a part of that. I have to see what Gabe Davis even did last week. I'm not going to lie. I don't super know, but I just not really crazy right now about the Jaguars, and I'm not really a big Gabe Davis guy either. So I would go to waiver wires. I mean, we mentioned a few wide receivers that I liked at the beginning of the show. And again, you can listen to those podcasts, 96.5thefan.com, to find all of what I was talking about. But just real quick, Brandon Cooks, Rashid Shaheed, DeMarcus Robinson, Greg Dortch, Alec Pierce, all names that could be on your waiver wire ad list for wide receivers, and frankly could maybe be a better flex option than what you're working with right now. Going over to 238, Devontae Smith or Davante Adams. Ooh. Man, that's going to be tough. You've got the Falcons taking on the Eagles, and you've got the Raiders taking on the Ravens. I do think the Raiders are going to have to throw more to stay in that game. So give me Davante Adams, but that's tough. But I think give me Davante Adams. I'm going to go with it on that. But no, I'm changing my mind, actually. No, changing my mind, 238, Devontae Smith. I think Devontae Smith, because I think they are going to want to throw the ball at the beginning of that game. A.J. Brown's going to be covered by A.J. Terrell. I actually like Devontae Smith, excuse me. 406, would you start Christian Kirk or Greg Dortch in the flex? 14-team half PPR. Ooh, 14-team league. This is tough. Christian Kirk or Greg Dortch in the flex? Let's go with Kirk. It's close, though. I am in on Dortch. If you're feeling Greg Dortch, man, and if you like him, and if you watched some of the Cardinals last week and thought, you know, Murray really was going to Dortch, and you don't really like as much what's going on in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, fine. But I think Christian Kirk is the number one on that team still right now. That may not be the case in 4, 5, 6 weeks. Brian Thomas watch, by the way, boys. I mean, geez, what a rookie. He was my number one rookie from week one. Get a go with Christian Kirk still there. 922, Swift or Worthy in my flex PPR? Thanks. Swift. I think Swift, but that could change as of next week. We'll see. 229, and again right here, 913-586-7965. That's the Jay Southland Tow Service text line here on Fantasy Football Sundays, which is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Start or sit. Text me in your questions. We've got just a few more minutes to rifle through some of these. Let's see. 229, David Montgomery or J.K. Dobbins? Montgomery. I'm in on Dobbins. We talked about him earlier. I like him, but it's just 1 week. And also, we're talking about different offenses. We're talking about different matchups. The Bucs can't really stop the run. I think this is going to be the highest scoring fantasy game this week. Maybe the highest scoring game in general this week is going to be Lions and Bucs. Give me David Montgomery on that matchup. 001, the 001 asking me on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line here on 96.5. Isaiah Likely or Brock Bowers? Ooh. I'm going to zag here, and I'm going to say Brock Bowers. I am in on Brock Bowers. Last week was fantastic. 5 or 6 targets, 5 or 6 catches. I think he's going to be a massive part of that offense. And And don't hit me with, well, Michael Myers is really good tight end. So no, it doesn't matter. Okay. Brock Bowers, they're going to play two tight ends the whole time. Brock Bowers is going to be a glorified slot receiver. I'm going to go a hot take there and say Brock Bowers 001. That's a hot take, but I'm doing it. 220, Terry McLaurin or Kyle Pitts in the flex. Ugh. Don't like either of these, but I'll give you Pitts right now. The Falcons scare me, but I like Pitts. And I don't like tight ends in the flex, but Pitts. Najee or Swift. And again, I like McLaurin much better as a player for 220, but I just don't. I'm not confident in Jaden Daniels getting the ball right now. Swift over Najee Harris for me, 980. 710, Malik Nabers or Tyler Johnson or Brock Bowers. Malik Nabers. I think Malik Nabers. That is going to be a rough matchup, Commanders and Giants. That is an unwatchable. But yeah, Malik Nabers is going to get the ball, I think, in that game. They're going to make it a point to get him the ball. That's maybe the worst secondary in the league, the Commanders. 726, Devin Singletary or Bucky Irvin to fill in for CMC half PPR 12 team. Man, I don't love either of those options right now. I'm going to be honest with you, brother. I'm going to go, my gut is telling me, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Bucky Irving, man. Again, hot take, but I think if you're dealing with kind of bottom of the barrel names like that, I think you go with the ceiling. I think Bucky Irving has the ceiling there. And again, a game that we just talked about, Bucks-Lions, a lot of points in that game, I think. Bucky Irving maybe is a part of those points. 439, Mac, please help me, man. That's what I'm doing. I'm here. I have Mahomes. I need to start Rice, Worthy, or Harrison Jr. What should I do? 439, need to start two. Rice, Worthy, or Harrison Jr. Okay. Well, you're starting Rice. That's unquestionable. You're starting Rice. Rice is an every week start right now, guys. And if you don't like the double Chiefs start, listen, if you think today's a blowout, if you think today's 35-7 Chiefs, which all power to you, I hope you're right, then get Worthy in there. Do it. But if you think today's a weird game, which I think there's a chance it could be, go with Harrison Jr. I think last week hopefully is an anomaly. I really do hope it's an anomaly. But Rice and Worthy, honestly, yeah, screw it. Go Rice and Worthy right now. Until you see Marvin Harrison do something, do Rice and Worthy. But I again, don't love it. Devontae Smith or Chris Godwin? Chris Godwin. Xavier Worthy or Tank Dell? Tank Dell. Brandon Cooks or DK Metcalf from the 4-3-4? Brandon Cooks. Think DK Metcalf's locked up this week. Guys, what a fun hour. I'll tell you what, it's only the second time. It goes by quicker and quicker each time. I can already tell I'm going to have to work on the time, but I just have so much fun, and it flies by quickly when you're having fun. You've listened to Fantasy Football Sunday, 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Chiefs football, and make sure you're locked into that pregame starting live at noon for the game, kicking off at 3:25. And of course, you got Jay Binkley up next. Thanks, guys.